Wisdom, today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. I hope that today finds you doing well, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show. My personal goal is to encourage as many coaches as possible, and every coach that takes the time to like, share, subscribe, or even leave a review helps me accomplish that goal. The more coaches that are reached equals more players that are impacted, and that is the real goal. Last week, we looked at the importance of trust, and specifically, you as a coach being someone that your players can trust in difficult and challenging times. I believe another key ingredient to that is wisdom. People clamor for leadership in difficult times, and solid leadership cannot be found without wisdom. The book of James speaks about wisdom in chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, as it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Now, before we dive in too much, we must first ask the question, what is wisdom? And many may think that it's knowledge, but wisdom moves well beyond knowledge. True wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge. There's a lot of smart people in the world, but there also are a lot of smart people in the world that don't know how or aren't very good at applying the knowledge that they have to everyday life. That is a lack of wisdom. Scripture also tells us that knowledge for knowledge's sake isn't worth very much. In other words, knowledge that just puffs up, the "I know more than you know" knowledge, doesn't have any real value. What is valuable is wisdom. The ability to take the knowledge that you have and apply it appropriately. So, how do we get wisdom? In our human nature, we have the tendency to try and achieve it ourselves. We want to be our first go-to. If I try hard enough or if I work hard enough, then I can get it. Well, coach, there's nothing wrong with trying hard or working hard, but that shouldn't be our first go-to. James tells us that if we lack wisdom, we're to ask God for it. In faith, and he gives generously. He doesn't chastise us for not having wisdom, but instead, he'll supply it to those that genuinely seek it and ask him for it. Now, this implies a strong prayer life too. But why is that important? Because James also tells us what a man without wisdom is like, a man that doubts and has no wisdom. In his words, he's tossed back and forth like the waves on the sea. He doesn't stand for anything, and isn't stable. James actually calls him a double-minded man and unstable. Now, I imagine that many of you know individuals that are just like this. Let me ask you a question. In the midst of troubling times, are you clamoring to follow that individual? I doubt it. People don't want to follow someone who's unstable. True leadership can't be unstable. Instead, it must be wise and stable. And James reminds us that this type of man comes only from a connection to the Lord. So, what does this have to do with you, coach? Well, you're a leader. Your athletes look up to you. They watch your every move, looking for cues on how they're supposed to handle a situation. Just think about a game. In the midst of a game, if you're emotionally unstable, riding extreme highs and extreme lows, your players will do the same. And that doesn't bode well for good performance. The coach needs to be stable if he expects his players to perform consistently. And this only comes with wisdom. Currently, we're in a challenging situation, and there's a lot of unknowns. People are looking for leadership, and your athletes are no different. They'll look to you, coach, and what they need to see is wisdom. Wisdom in action. Something that is trustworthy, that they can find stability and comfort in. That is a tall task. But coach, I believe you're up to it. So coach, today, instead of your first move being the attempt to figure it out yourself, I want to challenge you to take a moment and call out to the Lord. Begin to strengthen your prayer life. Ask for wisdom. And just like James says, the God who gives generously will provide it to the benefit of both you and your athletes. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.